Hi, my name is Rudi Dolezal. I'm the co-director of Whitney, Can I Be Me, the documentary which was shown in the wonderful Castro Theater here at the festival in San Francisco. You not only see footage that I filmed in 1999 and before, having complete access to backstage and onstage, where you can feel the artist and the great artist that Whitney was. And on the other hand, there is the investigative style of Nick Broomfield that brought to light a lot of things which even people who were in her band didn't know about her relationship to Robin Crawford, the relationship to the mother, etc. So it's a very, I think, touching and interesting film, and my ambition was that we have to tell the truth, for example, also about the bisexuality of Whitney Houston, but people have to love her when they leave the cinema. And she was one of the greatest people I ever had the privilege of working for, and she's one of the greatest voices of all time, period. And if that keeps a little bit also her legacy up, then we did an okay job. Artists have a very special obligation. They have to speak out, they have to be in front, they have to be sensitive, they have to be honest. And I'm here as a guest in America. I'm Austrian, Vienna, Austria. We have a president who is a member of the Green Party, because environmental things are more than important than ever. And you have a president who is a liar, an idiot, probably not very intelligent and only thinks about himself, and probably knows as much about art as my grandmother did, and she was actually completely ignoring art. So I think that's, they could have talked with each other. Art in the time of Trump is important because we have not to give in. And I meet so many people in America who said, I don't want to deal with politics anymore. Wrong. We have to stand up. We have to say what has to be said. We have to write it. We have to film it. We have to paint it. We have to shout it. We have to love it. And overall, we have to be aware that you cannot take away democracy. And America is too a great country that people who are ignorant and only self-interested and billionaires are taking away things like democracy. On the side, they're taking away healthcare, they're taking everything away from you, everything. Wait, all the people who voted for Trump, they will be the ones on the street in 3 years, but then it's too late. And I'm a European, and we are just shaking our heads. Because if Angela Merkel, a very decent conservative, says America cannot be trusted, I mean, the alliance between Germany and America is forever, you know? What this man, and I mean, I have to use his name, otherwise I wouldn't like to give him the privilege of even saying his name, Trump, was this, what this Trump joke, this clown does to your country, I can say as an European, because I'm going back and forth between Europe and America, he's destroying your reputation. He's destroying something that you built up. My mother, you know, after the Second World War said, Americans are great because you brought the Marshall Plan. You helped rebuilding Europe. And here's a guy who is destroying everything. You know, and it starts with alliances. It starts with stupid attacks. I mean, if I come here from Europe and his press secretary of the White House can say in public, we bombed Syria because the Assad regime was using gas, something not even Hitler did to his people, and he's still in charge. Excuse me, this person would be in a madman center in Austria. They would take handcuffs and say, you're crazy, you have to be put away.
What was the initial reaction in Austria to the election?
We couldn't believe it, but yeah. Don't forget, we could already not believe the re-election of W. Because everybody was saying, okay, I mean, now everybody saw that this gentleman is not fit for office. I'm talking W. And now you elected somebody who is even more unfit. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that there can be that you can top that. If it wouldn't be so sad, it would be a perfect joke. Since I'm also feeling American because I'm working here, I'm based in Miami for many years, and I'm watching and reading and following what happens here in the country, and with my work. And now the latest collaboration with Nick Broomfield, Whitney Houston, Can I Be Me? I want to be heard as an artistic voice here in this country, especially for artists. I mean, it's our obligation to speak out, I think. It's our obligation to not shut up. It's our obligation to say things that might hurt our business, that might hurt my next check that I'm getting from somebody. But I think, like, I give you an example. In Vienna, we had, in Austria, we had, in Europe, a presidential election, and there were two guys at the end. One one was a right-wing populist, and the other one was the ex-chief of the Green Party university professor, very educated person. And I never went into any party politics in Europe, but this time I was in the committee for the Green guy because I have a 10-year-old and a 14-year-old son. I'm a single dad in the film and music business. And I wanted to, if they would have asked me in 10 years, if the right-wing asshole, excuse my English, would have won, said, Betty, what did you do? I could have at least say I did everything I could. Exactly. And that's exactly what I would recommend to American artists. I'm the only guest here. I'm not in the position of telling people what to do. But don't go back. Don't let yourself be intimidated. And they play all the dirty tricks in the world. I look into this guy's face, I'm talking Trump, and I see how that he lies. I can see it.
And I think as far as artists go, it's beyond nationality.
Oh, absolutely. Because we're all in one world. I mean, you know, the pollution that one country does affects all of our children. And the thing is that I always say the planet was only borrowed to us. And our obligation is to give it to our children and children's children in the same condition or even better condition that it was when we took over. And unfortunately, our generation cannot say that in the moment. We have to do a lot of things to correct things before it's too late. But the thing is that I think, if I may say so, as a guest and a European, your political system is completely fucked up. If people would do, and this is regardless whether it's Democrats or Republicans, if in Germany or Austria somebody would come and say, here's 10 million euros, and when you are in charge, you do a law for me, they would go to jail. They would go to jail. And here it's called party politics financing of campaign. You will never get it right that way. And in Austria or Germany or Switzerland, everybody can be a candidate, not only the guys who raise 50 million bucks. And this is how it starts. And where it ends is that you in fact have a one-party system. You say it's two parties, but it's either the one or the other, and then they reverse everything of the other or they block the other. And in Austria, for example, when there is elections, you need two or three parties. We have the Green Party in parliament. You need two or three parties to make a coalition. You know what they have to do? Compromise. Discussion, a plan, what are we going to do the next 4 years, and then I have to stick to it. They are signing it. It's called coalitions.
You mean they have to keep their promises?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh yes. What a novel idea. Yeah. How did we do that here?
Great idea, isn't it?